So I was practicing bhakti at a cultural level because it's a part of our culture. But does that mean that I missed out on the point of bhakti because I'm not practicing intellectual bhakti? No, not necessarily. Cultural bhakti is not wrong or not bad in any way. Yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayet. Anyway, I can fix the mind on Krishna, that is good. But we all need some level of philosophical understanding. Some of us may be very intellectual and philosophical, we may go deep into the philosophy. Some of us may not be. But at least some level of philosophy we understand, then the ups and downs of life won't shake our bhakti too much. Now, if we understand that the spiritual world is the ultimate reality, Krishna is the ultimate reality, that is where I'm meant to go. Then, when ups and downs come in life, we won't get too shaken by them. Now, how much our bhakti needs to be intellectual, that will depend on our own intellectual capacity, our own intellectual interest. But the basics of philosophy we do need to understand. Without a basic understanding of philosophy, if we stay too much at the body level, then bhakti will not make sense. You know. And so devotee was giving a class and so he said, he told, you are not your body. And somebody raised his hand. If I am not my body, then whose body am I?
You know, I am the body. If I'm not my body, then I must be somebody else's body. They think you have some kind of disembodied being occupying them or whatever. So the thing is that the
ignorance of the bodily conception can be very deep-rooted. And that can... So when we are not having philosophical understanding that Krishna is the ultimate reality, this understanding is not just intellectual. Intellectual analysis can help us, but the understanding is ultimately a matter of realization. Spiritual. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. See, when I talked about intellectual rising from cultural bhakti to spiritual bhakti to intellectual, what I meant is simply understanding that Krishna is the ultimate reality. That, otherwise, if we don't understand that Krishna is the ultimate reality, what happens is we see our relationship with Krishna through the filter of our attachments. Now, if this particular thing Krishna fulfills this, then Krishna loves me. And if Krishna doesn't fulfill it, Krishna doesn't care. It's like earlier I was saying about a child. The child wants a toy. And the mother says, no. I want it. No. Not now. I want it. No, not now. You don't love me. You know, the parent, mother may have done so much for the child. But the child reduces the mother's love down to that giving of the toy. So like that, what happens is, we become, when we are not having adequate philosophical understanding, then our mind becomes like childlike. And just because that one particular thing is not being given, we think Krishna doesn't love me. Now we may feel, you know, the things which I have need in my life, they are not like a toy. They are very important things. Yes, they are important, no doubt. At the same time, if you consider from the perspective of eternity, we've gone through so many lifetimes. And just 5 years ago, what we considered vitally important. And if you look at it now, okay, that is important, but not all that. Not life, not earth-shaking. So, from the perspective of eternity, whatever we think is extremely important, we'll realize that it's not all that important. So, basically, when I talked about practicing intellectual or philosophical bhakti, it simply meant understanding that Krishna is the ultimate reality and that Krishna, we shouldn't let our practice of bhakti be conditional to the fulfillment of particular desires or the non-fulfillment. Just stay fixed in Krishna irrespective of whether those desires are fulfilled or not.